I'm Big Enos Burdett. And this is my son, Little Enos. Now, believe me, you put Enos Burdett in the Capitol building in Austin, holy, is that who I think it is?
If that ain't John Connor, then I'm the Incredible Hulk.
Bombay doors open.
Hey, amigo, ven acá, por favor,
on the way!
Daddy, this bullshit has got to stop.
Do you know you are my sunshine? She asks so sweet and tenderly.
I reckon if I spend a few more million, I'd have this election sewed up.
You better. You only raised $80 that last benefit dinner.
And delivered to Statler Brothers, didn't I?
Are you ready, son?
Nobody ship bombs a Burdett. Gets away with it.
I'll tell you one thing, though. When I'm elected governor, I'm gonna pass a law that damn fools like that can't fly over other people's property.
Let it fly, boy! Let it fly!
Shit!
Enos Burdett! Your fat ass will not warm the governor's chair if I have to spend every goddamn dime I got!
Candidates for governor of Texas? Why don't you boys try something a little more your size? If I had my choice, I'd endorse one of the Dallas cheerleaders before I'd back either one of you. Turkeys! Now get out of my sight! What is it?
It's Silsby, Governor.
Silsby, I told you before, I will now tell you again. Go to Pier 23 in Miami, pick up crate number 1444, and deliver its contents to the Republican National Convention in Dallas in 9 days. No, you fool, 9 days, nine! That crate is a very special gift from me to the grand old party. It'll be your ass if it's not there in time. Just get me crate number 1444.
Son, come on, come on. Come on, son, come on.
Where we going, Daddy? And why?
We're going to the governor's office by way of Miami.
Sheriff's out there dogging us again. He thinks he's really got it cooking. Plans to do a lot of booking. The only trouble, he keeps looking where we've already been. So if I can keep it on the ground when I put that hammer down, then I'll be Texas bound and I'm flying.
coming down to the finish. The Gibbon General out in front at the end of 200 miles, all bunched up, coming down to the finish line. Your winner will be George Foreman. Fleet of Snow is holding on. Snow crossing the line in front.
Hey, Fred, you ever see a tech that big? I'm gonna use that to get you a facelift.
Oh, Snowman, see you a minute.
Uh-oh.
Folks, I want you to meet Big Wart and Little Wart.
You be careful, Snowman. You know, us Burdettes don't take kindly to a slur on our family name.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. See, I thought you two was a slur on your family name.
Listen, Snowman, we didn't come here to fight.
Well, he's smarter than he looks, ain't he?
Look, we got us a business proposition. We got to find a bandit.
I kind of figured you was looking for the bandit.
You know where he is?
That depends on how hard somebody's looking for him, don't it?
We're looking mighty hard.
Oh, I mean hard, like in hard cash.
$100,000 U.S.?
Well, you want his phone number, his master charge number, and the color of his jockey shorts. I mean, I can get him a... Oh, honey, you don't have to take my picture. I'll go home and sit on your dresser.
Look, time's a-wasting here, Snowman. You want to breed or listen to my proposition?
Bring Fred the truck and anything else that looks nice down to the pit.
Well, I appreciate you two dropping by and trashing up my moment of glory.
You want the money or the glory?
Well, I'd like to have them both, but you see, I got this problem.
Well, let me guess. You don't know where the bandit is?
Oh, we got us a winner. Yeah, my mind went blank.
Well, let me jiggle your memory bank a little bit. 200,000?
Well, the clouds are parting a little.
200,000, you take it or leave it.
Would you believe I just got total recall?
Now, here's the deal. You go down and pick up this package on a Miami dock and deliver it to the governor of Texas.
The governor of Texas?
That's right.
Strictly legit.
And you're Wilt Chandler.
That's right.
Listen, this whole thing is legal. I'll stake my reputation on that. His, too.
Now, that makes me feel a whole lot better. Believe me.
There's one thing bothers us. We heard talk of the bandit slipping.
Gone into the shithouse is the exact phrase we heard.
Now, may I tell you boys something? He is in better shape now than he's ever been in his life. Trust me.
It shines on your wedding ring, too. And now I know you consider telling me about him. So consider what I'm telling you. There are songs for a quarter every jukebox.
Hey, Bo. Bo, you all right?
Liz, you've gotten taller.
Yes, and you've gotten drunker. This place looks like a shit house.
You want to sit down? Sit in there.
Oh, come on, Bo. What do you got on? Come on here.
Cliff? Is that you, Cliff?
Yes, it's me.
You dropped your watch.
I know it. Come in, Bo. Sit down. Your timing is just rotten.
Look. I'm going to make us a lot of money. $200,000 Look, $200,000. Look, Big and Little Enos out there, and they got $200,000. Now, I need you to be straight for 3 minutes. Can you manage? That's good enough. Come on. Whoa. Come here. $200,000. But you've got to be straight for 2 minutes. You understand? 2 minutes. That's all I need.
You want a picture of me? They're only 50 cents a piece. You can't have one for nothing.
Hello. Hey, fellas. No. Get back in.
Now, when we get in there, let me do the talking.
All right. Okay, fellas. Come on. Come on in. Now, he's meditating. Don't talk to him much.
Now, don't run off, Bandit. This is a sweet deal. $200,000 just to bring a package from Florida to Dallas. Well, that's what I said,
$200,000. I don't think he's interested.
What does it take to keep this man erect?
a different set of figures.
Well, how much more do you want? Four. 400,000. You got it. Is it a deal?
I'll check with him.
Got a deal.
Okay, now don't get up, Bandit. I gotta go now, but I'll see you back in Texas. And here's the number of the crate.
Wait a minute. He wants to say something else here. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Right. If he doesn't get at least half of the money, he may become very violent.
Give him the money, little Enos.
Kick his ass, cuz I want
some. Come on, get on.
Come on. No, he's overdue for a good butt kicking.
Look at that.
Do you realize we can start a bank? That's more money than I've seen in one time in my life. What you... You're crying. We got the money. We got the... What are you crying?
I was just thinking about Frog.
Hey. Huh? I really wish it could have worked for you, too.
I'm ready.
Don't hurt the money.
I don't need anybody. Okay, you think I ain't ready, son? You just watch my smoke.
Daddy, come on. You're gonna be late for my wedding.
Some bitch.
Good morning, Sheriff.
Oh, good morning, nice lady.
Oh, you must be mighty proud of that wonderful son you got.
Let me tell you something. Junior's nothing but a big mound of tick turd. Imagine trying to marry that floozy for a second time. You know, if Junior is able to get up in the morning, tie his shoelaces and take a pee, I'm not proud. I'm amazed.
I declare, I didn't realize this floozy was the same one as the last one. But I do remember all that trouble, that poor child being abducted and taken off by that handsome devil bandit. Sheriff, is that your radio acting up?
No, that ain't my radio. It's my hemorrhage gauge that's beeping. This hemorrhage gauge and that exercise was invented in a monastery by a couple of Tibetan monks. They live in Newark now. And just lucky enough, I saw the advertisement in Screw Magazine. So I sent away for it. Cost me $19.95.
Well, that's just wonderful, Sheriff, because I guess that makes it easier for you to deal with that business about your daughter-in-law to be running off with that gorgeous, handsome bandit.
Daddy, come on, you're gonna be late.
Some bitch.
My dear friends, you have come together in this church so that the Lord may seal and strengthen your love. Excuse me. Hello? But sir, this is a wedding. All right, just a moment. It's for the bride-to-be, this long distance.
Carrie, it's for you.
Junior, I don't think I should take it right now.
Oh, you gotta take it. It's long distance.
Right.
Hello. Yes, it is. Cletus, hi, how are you? Oh, I'm good, yeah. Look, Cletus, I'm a little busy right now. Who's in trouble? Oh, him.
Yeah, sure, I remember him. Help? Well, why should I help him? What good reason? $50,000? That's a good reason. Yeah, right. Uh-huh. I'll be right there. Junior, do you love me?
Sure, Carrie.
Oh, good. Because maybe then you'll understand and you'll wait for me. And when I get back, I'll have enough money to buy you that brand new milking machine you want.
Oh, good. And maybe someday we can buy a cow.
Right.
Not again.
Now, just where do you think you're going?
The bandit needs me. And you better recharge your beeper.
Damn. I thought I was supposed to go with her.
Well, I said it before, and I'm gonna say it again. There ain't no way, no way that you could come from my loins. I'm going home and kicking Mama in the butt.
Okay, where's the rest of it?
You found them all, Massa.
You know what I think about your big training program? J-O-A-K joke, that's what I think.
I'm getting in better shape every day.
Hell, if Big Enos could ship that package of his to Texas behind a team of mules and beat us at the rate we're going.
Just because I started to shake a little bit, you're falling to pieces.
Shaking? And you've got the DT so bad you could thread a sewing machine with it running.
Thank you.
I'll take that.
I don't know why the hell you sent for her. I don't need her anyway.
No, you don't need anybody, but she's coming. So why don't you just admit you're glad she's coming? Yeah. You're gonna need all the help you can get to get in shape to make this run anyway.
Well, that's about enough.
Well, how many is that?
One.
One? You did one yesterday.
I know it hurt.
Well, do you think maybe you could squeeze two out of your body without having a coronary?
Not a trot. She never was that much of a help anyway.
You know, I just figured out why my album didn't sell. It's the wrong selection of material. The bandit sings Cole Porter.
Listen, if you think the girl was having a good time, look at that. Hell, she had to get in line to see you.
She left me when the going got tough.
Oh, hold it. Now, I distinctly remember that when the going got good, it was Bo's big ego that busted everything up. And you remember what I told you? I said, if you ever lose that girl, you're going to wind up being a boozehead ex-superstar. And every time you come up for breath air, you're going to have a can of beer in your hand.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. Would you give me the beer? You're going to keep drinking that stuff. Your belly's the size of a number 10 wash tub. You know what? I hope I'm there when they do the autopsy on your bun. Because your kidneys got to look like the air cleaner on a K-duck. Besides, me and you together could scrape up six people to be your pallbearer. That's a long walk to make by you.
Somebody left this up here. I'm gonna put it back.
Bo, she's here.
Say goodbye again and again.
Hi, Frog.
Hi, Bandit.
You're shaking.
I'm cold.
Oh, I thought maybe you were nervous about seeing me again.
I'm Cole.
It's been a long time since I've seen you, you know. Must have been 6 or 7 months.
I don't know. I think it's more like 8 months, 4 days, and 6.5 hours, but I'm not real sure.
Well, after we broke up, where'd you go?
The Pieces.
Where?
And then I went to New York. I started dancing again. I got this fabulous job in a rock musical.
Is that where you got those clothes?
What's wrong with these clothes?
Nothing if you're in a rock musical.
Well, I wouldn't talk if I were you. You look like the gay caballero.
Well, let's not fight, huh?
Well, I don't want to fight either.
Miss Frog, remember me?
Cletus! Cletus! Oh, skinny old bone! My God, the man has no meat on him whatsoever.
Well, you ever see a fat race horse, Mama?
Hey, listen, do you know how glad I am to see...
What is this?
Cletus, you didn't tell him?
About... No. Frog, I forgot.
Well, I was getting all set to marry Junior again when I got your call.
You sure didn't waste much time dilly-dallying around with another bunch of people, did you, once we broke up?
Well, you were dilly-dallying around when we were still together.
Hey, kids, will you just knock it off? I mean, the important thing is we're back together again, right?
Yeah, he's right.
Let me make myself perfectly clear. While there is a certain amount of physical attraction between us, and even some residual affection primarily due to nostalgia, my one and only reason for being here is money, M-O-N-E-Y, so let's get started whipping your ass into shape.
She still loves me.
Kentucky Derby, son. 48. We ain't got but 4 days left. 49. 50. Texas is a long way.
You're pretty good.
I got to quit this soon. I'm gonna end up looking like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
We're going to be getting out of here. I'm afraid this luxurious lifestyle is going to grow on me.
Well, a slight problem there. I ain't got no wheels. I'm the only man in the world that drank up a Trans Am.
Can you imagine Roy Rogers selling Trigger for a six-pack?
No.
Think he's ready, Mama?
I think he's ready.
You see, we have got a surprise for you, brother.
What?
We've got a surprise for you.
Big surprise.
What? If you will just... kindly step outside. We got
right
something
here
we'd like to show you, brother. Come on.
Son of Trigger.
Whoa!
You shouldn't have done that, Snowman.
Pretty thing, ain't it? I didn't do it all by myself, though. Mama helped me here a little.
What'd you do?
I traded Junior's car in on it.
Oh! Black is beautiful.
Expensive, too.
But worth it.
Yeah. Where was that you said we were going?
Well, where do you think we need to go?
Miami.
bandit on the run. Not a bad guy, just having fun. Still riding hard beneath those western skies. If there's an ambush up ahead and you see Smokey's lights flashing red, remember Trigger and me will be by your side. So bye, country cowboy.
Bet that Smokey can't handle a legendary bandit just driving along at old Double Nickel.
Maybe he doesn't know who the legendary bandit is.
Doubtful. I'm what you call now your basic famous.
Basic famous.
Gotta be careful with women like that.
Yeah?
Yeah, they start off, they just want your autograph. Next thing you know, they want to tear your clothes off, then they want your body.
You're kidding.
No, I wouldn't kid about things like that, you know. You don't joke about, you know, people taking your clothes off.
No, no, golly, it must be hard.
What?
Being a superstar.
I'll tell you something, honey, sometimes it's hell.
Is it?
Yeah. I don't know, you feel like a freak, you know?
Probably. You know, I've been thinking, and I'd rather just have your autograph.
As opposed to what?
Ripping your clothes off.
What?
Well, I've seen you with your clothes off, remember?
Yeah, of course I remember.
It ain't no big deal. I swear I'm gonna break the camera with my hair in rollers like this.
Hell, it's worth it getting your picture took with a living legend.
Bo, it's awful hot out here.
I'll be right with you, honey.
Take your time. I understand completely. Look, I think I'd like one of those pictures for myself. Keeping my wallet size, a little glossy finish, the scalloped edges. I want to remember this moment forever.
Hold still. Say cheese.
Cheese.
Ah, thank you. Bye, gal.
Thanks. I can die right here now.
Bye.
Bye, Bandit.
Hi. What do you boys need?
We're here to pick up a crate. Do you have a crate number 1444?
Got it right here. Right in between number 1443 and 1445.
Good place.
Mm-hmm. Right here. You want to go down to the first building on the right.
Yeah.
And hook a left.
Mm-hmm.
First dock on the left.
Right.
No, left. You want to go down here
sir,
the first belt. Well, huh?
That's all right. We'll find it. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, that's all right. Oh, hold it, boys. Hold it. I can't let you take that crate.
What do you mean?
Well, I just checked my records, and that crate's quarantined for another 3 weeks.
Quarantine? You mean the crate's got the measles or something? You gotta be kidding.
Ain't no place in the security business for kidding.
Now, just hold on there a minute, Chief. Let me explain something. We have to have that crate in Texas in 3 days.
Hell, I suppose you can just take the crate.
Ah, great.
But it's just that you'll have to leave what's in it here for 3 weeks. As I told you, it's been quarantined for 3 weeks.
Bo, would you keep your hands to yourself?
Shh. Hurry up, the sun's coming up.
Shh. Creeping around in a warehouse. We're going to jail. That's what we're going to do. Look, I'm going home. Oh. Turn the damn light on. Who got the light? Well, give me the light, would you? Find a number. I can't get it.
Burglary always this much fun.
Find a number on the crate.
No,
well, I'm looking for a number. There ain't no numbers. Here's a number.
1442.
All right, we're getting close. We're getting close. Come on.
Here.
1445. Yeah?
We're hot.
Well, okay. There's Scott there. Here it is. Here it is.
1443.
Give me that. 1443.
1445. Now, you see, 1444
hey,
should be.
Bo.
Right here, should be.
Bo, shine the light up here.
1444.
Oh shit.
You mind telling me how come they paint the number of our crate up here on the side of the building?
Well, it's a crate acting like a building.
I was afraid you were gonna say that.
Yeah. You wanna tell me something? How are we gonna get that thing on the truck, huh? Have you seen the size of this crate?
Yeah.
It's gonna take one hell of a forklift. I tell you right now, I'm not gonna be able to keep up my end.
Well, listen, Ana said it would fit in the truck. The man's a chronic liar. I'm alone.
Listen, hold the light, Hoss.
Hold the light, look.
For goodness sakes, this is some Raven.
Let's go check for the bones.
Oh!
Hey, bones! Bones!
Come on.
Quite a ride, Hoss.
Yeah.
She caught me off guard. Otherwise, I would have rode her the full 10 seconds.
Oh, that was incredible. You saved my life. It was totally unselfish.
Oh, well, for nothing. I saw the elephant coming for you, so I just jumped in front of you and pulled you out of the way, and then the elephant grabbed me.
The elephant hurt her foot.
And then the elephant...
What?
Oh, I'm sorry. Look at this. Hurt her foot.
Well, who gives a turkey about her foot? I could have broke my back in there.
Sweetheart. You hurt her foot.
I didn't.
You did.
See, all it was this little splinter which stuck in her foot.
Oh. Easy, girl. Cute couple, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Kind of reminds me of my Aunt Sharp. Smells like it, too.
Oh, how rude. Now, Charlotte, don't you listen to any of that. Well, now that you've got a hold of Charlotte.
I don't have a hold of Charlotte. Charlotte's got a hold of me.
Well, whatever. Why don't you both just mosey on out to the truck and get on, and we'll get out of here and we'll get into trouble.
Let go of me, Charlotte.
Thank you.
Open the door, will you, Cletus?
Okay, I'd like to see this.
Psst.
I'm coming, too. I'm behind the whole troop here. Bring it up the rear, so to speak.
Move it out. Move it out. Come on, Charlotte. Come on. Steady. Now, let's see here.
You got any ideas?
Well?
Sure, I could just tell Charlotte to get in the truck.
Good.
We'll do that. Charlotte? Get in the truck. Or get in your house. Come on, get in your house. Good girl, that's a girl.
Well, how the heck are we ever going to get her out of there?
I'm just going to tell her to turn around.
Oh, you're just going to talk with an elephant there.
Charlotte, turn around. Turn around. Come on, turn around. Turn around, babe. Come on.
Yeah.
I can turn them on, but I can't turn them off.
Carrie?
Shut up, you shit. You barrel of monkey nuts.
Well, as you can see, Bandit, I got my piece in my hand.
You got your what in your hand?
Don't get funny, Bandit. If you make one move, I'm gonna put a hole right between those gorgeous brown eyes.
I don't think you're that good a shot.
You kidding? Do you realize that at one time I won the Marksmanship Championship Award from Swollen Groin, Texas?
I don't believe you.
Do you see those three lights over there? Watch this.
That's pretty good shooting. But I'd really be convinced. if you could shoot that there weather vane over yonder.
That's a baby fish gun.
That was good shooting, I gotta admit that. But of course, them targets weren't moving. Now,
he's only got two more shots. Give me the bottles.
Give me your gun, Junior. Give me your gun.
Just to make you feel at home, I'm gonna throw up a couple of bottles of prune juice.
We're running with a crazy man, you know that?
Well, are you convinced now?
I'm convinced that you is out of bullets. Bye-bye.
Give me your gun.
Hang on to your ass, Fred. Here we go again.
Gun loaded?
When I put bullets in it, Daddy, it gets too heavy.
Shut your ass. That goes for the two monks, too.
Well, do you see him over your donkey anywhere?
No, but he'll be along.
Just like death and taxes.
He didn't get away from me. I let him escape. You see, what I'm doing is playing with him like a cat plays with a mouse. The mouse jumps this way, and I grab him with my paw. The mouse jumps that way, and I grab him with my paw. And then finally, I squash his ass.
Well, you're the bandit, ain't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you're a little early, cowboy. It's just a practice game until tomorrow.
Well, we're big fans, you know. We want to get good seats. You with the Dolphins?
No, I'm with the world champion Pittsburgh Steelers.
Bradshaw with you?
Yeah, of course he is. Coach doesn't let us go anywhere without him.
Thanks a lot.
Hi, Bandit.
Hi, Frog.
Hi, Terry.
Hey, I need a favor.
You always do.
Yeah. You still got your ranch in Shreveport?
You betcha.
I don't have to tell you who that is.
Buford T. Justice.
Could you hold him up for a while?
Oh, be glad to. Hey, Joe!
Yeah?
Tackle that car.
Thanks, Jerry.
You owe me, Bandit.
Get out of there, you sumbitch! Or you're gonna have a penalty flag hanging out of your ass.
Oh, really?
Hey, Daddy, this...
Shut up. I know how to handle these bubble butts. If you don't get out of the way, I'm gonna run right over you.
Now, that's been tried before. But your possibility for success is extremely remote.
He's like all the other jocks. Big, but dumb as a stump. I knew this would happen as soon as they started that bustling shit.
Snowman, are you back there, son?
My mirrors are empty, and so is my fuel tank. And if we don't pull over and get me some go-go juice, we're gonna be in a heap of trouble. What do you think?
If you're telling me you're out of gas, son, we are in deep shit. Why didn't you fill up? Whoa! You see what I see?
I see it. My stars, what is that?
I could run over and get you an alligator bag.
I don't want one.
How about your belt?
Nope.
Shoes?
Nope.
You know, I had three cars and a motor home all here at the same time last April.
Kidding?
No. Of course, that was Easter weekend. Always picks up around now.
Yeah, well, this kind of high-pressure business will give you ulcers. You know, this place kind of reminds me of a little roadhouse I knew back in Texas called Hamburger Dan's. You ever hear of it?
Let's just cut the shit and get down to business. I ain't got all day.
Yeah. You got any diesel fuel?
If I had any more diesel fuel, they'd make me join that OPEC.
Well, I'll let you get back to work now. I guess you want me to pump it myself.
If you want any.
No, man. You're not gonna believe this. You're gonna come up on a sign that says,
diesel fuel, last chance, turn left.
Roger, roger. Got my tin hung out in the wind looking for your sign. And by the way, when we get there, do you mind if we check on our passenger? I ain't heard anything in quite a while. They could be in a lot of trouble. You grip?
Damn, she ain't right.
How's Charlotte?
Well, Carrie, I don't know anything about elephants, but something seems to be bothering the old girl.
Oh, I wish there was somehow we could get a hold of a vet.
A fat chance of that out here.
Hey, anybody in that crapper?
What the hell does he know whether she's sick or not?
I don't know. I guess he felt her nose.
I'll tell you what it is. It's just motion sickness. She's been running back
Kids, what would you all do without the snowman?
Why? What'd you do?
Well, do you remember seeing an ambulance come by here?
Is that what that
remember
was?
Remember that? Yeah, it was an ambulance. Well, inside of that ambulance, Miss Carrie...
was a vet.
No, it was a doctor. But we might can get him to look. Charlotte, you reckon?
Huh? I reckon.
Howdy.
Buongiorno.
You a doctor?
Not yet, but I'm working on it. I got my green card. My license pending. Salute. Alla bella donna.
You're Italian, huh?
Ma sciù. My name is Dottore Federico Carlucci, but you can call me Doc. Stay. Shh. Swamp fever. Oh, it's no catching. In Italy, we don't have. You know what I know about swamp fever? What's your problem?
You know anything about sick ladies?
Plenty. I was the leading gynecologist in Pompeii. Population, 23.
Well, we have a lady who we think is very sick.
Yep, she's back down here in the truck. Would you mind looking at her?
Well, I'm,
I really appreciate it. I know you're eating lunch, but...
I was just to...
I know, we'd really appreciate it.
Okay. Give me take a look.
Mm-hmm.
Stay. Okay. Here we go.
Bag. Oh, doctor, it's very nice of you to take time out of your busy lunch.
Oh, listen, when somebody's sick, you gotta stop eating. That's the hypocritical oath.
Well, now, doctor, something we haven't told you about this patient of yours. She's not the normal size patient. She's,
big.
Yeah. Big? Yeah. Big don't make no difference. Please, I got one customer, Anna Maria Teresa. We call her Tutantesi. She's built like a brick. Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Oh! Oh! Please! Oh, 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 tick-a-tock.
Remember the hypocritic oath?
The hypocritic oath?
No, look, she's a sweet elephant. Come on.
No, no, please, give me a break. No, I can't. I can't. Mara, let me, when you say big, you no fool around.
Oh, she's bigger than Tutantesi.
I tell her the truth. I was going to take her temperature, but I need this.
Oh, come simpatico. Oh, she's so nice. What a beauty.
And you can help her?
No, I can't. I told her the truth. I'm no elephant doctor. I am the leading gynecologist in Pompeii. Oh, she got the teeth.
I told her, give her 800 aspirin and call me in the morning.
Oh, doctor, can't you do something to help her?
No, I really can't. I wish I could, Belladonna, but I'm working. I'm in that ambulance! Wait! Bob! Aspetta! Oh, my goodness, Bob! Wait for me! You son of a besides, I'm in a swamp! Bob! Bob!
Bob.
Listen, Long Ranger, can I pop a ride with you guys?
Sure.
Oh, thank you so much. You're going to Miami, no?
Well, in a roundabout way. Yeah.
Oh, my
We're gonna
goodness.
We're going to take the scenic route.
The scenic route. Beauty. Yeah. Okay. I look on...
Charlotte.
Charlotte.
Yes.
Yeah, you want to show them the living accommodations?
Oh, yeah, I appreciate it so
I'll
much.
Get you
come don't on, give baby. Me a ride.
Come
I'll
on,
be stuck
here
over here because of Papa.
Come on.
Keep going. Come on. Oh, look on this Alamanda. Come
on, Bella. In the house. In the house, Charlotte. In the house. That's in the house. In the house. In the house now.
In the house?
In the house now. Okay.
Okay. Okay. One A gonna go. And it's in A. Okay. Hey, Doc, you here.
Oh, there's a light switch over to your right there, Doc.
Oh. Okay.
Now that we got the medical staff on board, let's haul ass.
One of these days, I'm gonna write a book about you.
Open?
Okay. Oh, good, good. Please.
Daddy, look at that big, ugly alligator.
That reminds me, I gotta call your mama tonight.
You know, Daddy, I like this place. All the gators and snakes and stuff. Why don't we move down here?
Why don't you move down here?
Oh, no, Daddy, I ain't never leaving home. That's a promise.
Don't you ever, ever threaten your daddy like that again.
What's that, Daddy?
Oh, that must be one of those new Japanese sports cars. Howdy?
Swamp fever.
Huh?
Swamp fever.
Swamp fever? Damned if I know where it is. I knew around here myself.
Help!
If I wasn't in hot pursuit, I'd have that bum and his sukiyaki bicycle in the clink. Driving on the wrong side of the road.
If you've got a road map of Texas, you can see that it's a wide open state. From Amarillo down to Boma, you can bet that it's a honky-tonky place.
How about you, Bandy? Got them ears on, son.
Yeah, snowman, come on back.
Look two doors behind you and tell me what you see.
Damn, that son of a bitch never gives up.
Yes, but if you'd like to see a little bit of heaven, turn around, because Big Bulldog Joe Klecko is
driving that Pete Park right on your back door. Right, Joe?
Hi, Joe!
Howdy, Bandit.
I'm gonna leave this in your hands, snowman. We're coming around.
Right, Joe, break for that big bulldog, Joe Klecko.
You got the bulldog. Kick it back, snowman. See if you can put a delay on that county manager's back door, Roger. M4.
It's the bandit.
Hey, you big piece of turkey dump. Get that mess the hell out of there.
Talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you.
I'll see if I can get in gear.
Wait a minute! Hold it! Wait a minute! You do that once again, and I'm gonna take you apart piece by piece.
Badge is crooked, sir.
Who's that, Daddy?
I don't know, but the circus must be in town. Hang on, Junior.
Daddy, the bridge.
I can make that easy.
I tried to tell you, Daddy.
Shut your ass. Now get out and push.
But, Daddy, I...
Get out and push.
Okay, but...
It looks like we got one hell of a decision to make here today.
Yeah, it does. Heads up, tails down.
You got it. This one's for you. Ooh.
Would you look at that? Hey, they love me an Ole Miss, too. Hi.
Oi, Muddy. Oi, Muddy. Quando sonna ci persa per te, fammi dormire.
Break it for that snowman. You got your ears on. Anything happening with Charlotte?
Negatory, negatory. Ain't much going on with Charlotte. You don't reckon the doc got squashed, do you? Come on, ring my phone.
We'll stop here. Well, giving that poor old doc a mercy stop about every 1,000 miles ain't asking too much, is it?
But we're not gonna make this a habit.
Non ho visto una cosa così tutta mia vita, ma tu sei pazza! You drive her crazy!
Dr. Carlucci, is Charlotte all right?
She's okay, but I need air. Give me a break. Where are we?
Still on our way to Texas.
Texas?
Yep.
Is that near Miami? Whoa! I know it's cold, don't you mean?
Oh, it's very close to Miami.
Yes, that's good because I gotta go to Miami. You understand? I got a lot of patients there. I'm a no real doctor, you understand that? But I do operation on the side, okay? A lot of sicker people are needing me. I tell you the truth, it would be no good if I leave because I got the swamp of fever. A lot of them got a rash, a different thing like that. I tell you the truth, they need me. They're gonna be fine, and don't you worry.
Okay.
Madonna mia. All right, take it easy. I'll give a nice examination soon as she gets her nose from out of my crotch.
Oh, wait a minute. Why don't we leave the elephant on the truck?
No.
You give her an examination while we drive to Texas?
No, no. It's no good. No room for the stirrup, you know?
No, you don't understand. We're in a big hurry to get to Texas.
Oh, for goodness sakes. It's a living, breathing creature.
For goodness sakes.
That's right. I mean, she's going to mean very little less.
We get to Texas.
Everybody keep up on me, okay?
Yes. All right, I'll bring her off. I'll bring her off. Mr. Fang, excuse me.
Snowman's always had a heart. He cares about something other than himself.
Well, at least you aren't mad at me. Come on. Come on, sweetheart. Come on.
Daddy, I got a pee-pee.
Swallow it. I'm busy.
But, Daddy, I gotta go.
You're just like your mama. Your mama can't drive more than 2 miles before she's gotta take a squirt. Hurry up now. Give it a fast shake.
Well, what do you think? Bada boom, bada bing, bada boom. Oh, she's something else, I tell her. Okay, I gotta look down your throat. Open, say ah. My nuts.
Huh?
Oh, for goodness sake.
What happened?
My ring! Oh, jeez. I need a tongue to press about this big. Madonna nunchi fissana cosa,
ye.
Daddy? Daddy?
My zipper's stuck.
Get in the car, Junior.
But, Daddy, my zipper's stuck.
Get in the car, Junior.
Daddy, my fly's still open.
Let me tell you something, Junior. If you ever embarrass me like that again, I'm going to get an axe, and you're never going to have to open your fly again.
He loves me. He loves himself. He loves me. He loves himself. He loves me.
Hi.
Hi.
I brought you a present.
You're kidding.
No.
What's it gonna blow up in my face?
This is my record. We only pressed 75 of them, but, well, I wanted you to have one. You probably saw them at the Kmart, you know? They gave them away to everybody that bought anything over 25 cents. Still got 74 of them.
Well, I think it represents you well. I mean, Frank Sinatra sang My Way, and you sing Let's Do Something Cheap and Superficial.
Cruel.
say when I'm around you. I don't like the way I sound.
Probably the way I used to act makes you act that way.
That's right.
Oh, God, sometimes I hate the way I sound around you.
Well, maybe it's because of the way you used to treat me.
Hey, Frau, Betty, Charlotte's sick.
Charlotte's sick, let's go.
Wait a minute. Sometimes I think you like that elephant more than you do me.
Hang on to that thought. Doctor, what's the matter with Charlotte? She all right?
I think you're going to be very happy. Charlotte's a fine, and I hope that the bambino finer too.
The what?
The bambino. Baby. Baby.
Did he say baby?
Yeah, he just said baby.
Why'd you say baby?
Because the La Señora Charlotte is pregnant.
Oh.
Gonna have a little baby elephant.
No, you're gonna have a big baby elephant.
All right, who did it?
You don't look at me.
Probably another elephant.
I know that, but when?
Longer time ago.
When is she gonna have the baby?
Any days, any minutes.
Oh, shit, what are we gonna do?
Well, I tell you, I think we better keep our eyes peeled.
For what?
For the biggest goddamn stork you ever seen.
Biggest stork? What the big... I'm better gonna juggle, buddy.
That's not funny. Now, we're gonna take this elephant, we're gonna load it on the truck, and we're gonna drive to Dallas with her.
Oh, Bo Poo.
What?
We're not going to move Charlotte anywhere.
Honey, you probably don't realize this, but in Dallas, they have the greatest elephant doctors in the world. Ain't that right, Cletus?
Why don't we ask this doctor? Doctor, what do you think? You think we should move Charlotte or let her rest or what?
The lady gonna have a baby she know can be moving for 24 hours.
What?
Make it 12.
I'm gonna load her up right now. Come on. We're running
Bo.
Out of time. Come
Bo,
on.
Bo.
What?
Bo.
What?
Bo.
What?
God, I've missed you. Oh, I've missed you so. It's a little hard to get reacquainted going 110 miles an hour. So what could be so wrong?
Huh?
Spending the night under the stars.
Nothing.
Together.
You mean just you and I? Alone?
Together.
What's going on? What's going on? What's going on?
Well, I would say that she's in love, wouldn't you? Of course, the fat ones always did go for Bo.
Juloso. She's jealous. Pregnant, the lady's always acting funny.
Well, what am I gonna do?
The important thing is not to upset her. She's got to be very, very calm.
Keep her calm.
Just get her nice and calm, and then later on tonight, you know, you and I.
Later on, Nala.
Yeah.
Later on, I'll meet you. Okay. Later on.
Yeah, I keep the blankets warm.
Right.
Just keep her calm.
Charlotte, look, see, this isn't going to work out because physically, we're not the right size for each other. You know what I mean? Ah!
Looks like somebody up there must like us, boy. Hey, Bandit, you know I ain't seen a Smokey now for hours.
What's
like we got it clean and green all the way to that Louisiana patch. What do you think? Come on.
Knock on wood, son.
You know what I'm gonna do with my share of the money?
Cute.
I'm gonna give my wife and kids something they always wanted. I'm gonna send them on a trip to Hawaii.
Oh, Snowman, you're so crazy about your family.
What are you, crazy or something? I ain't going with them.
Break for the bandit, break for the bandit. Guess who just snuck around my back door and is knocking on yours?
Hello, Buford.
Hello, you big lollipop. Guess who's driving right up your elementary canal?
Hey, elementary's about as far as you got in school, isn't it, son? Tell you what, as long as we're talking about elementary school, why don't we play a little follow the leader, Bumblebutt?
Well, I'll follow, but you certainly ain't my leader.
Come on, fat boy.
Daddy, I like to play follow the leader.
Shout, ship.
I hate to tell you this, but you're going the wrong way on a one-way street.
Turn left here, Daddy.
Hold it! We're not...
That's easy for you to say. Straight ahead, Daddy.
We're closed.
Make another right, Daddy.
Oh, boy! A roller coaster!
Turn left right here, Daddy.
Damn, I love amusement park.
You are an amusement park.
Yeah.
Now turn right and we'll be in the clear.
Well, a minute.
That's about how long it lasts.
That was blowing the bell.
Make a left turn, Daddy. Make a right turn, Daddy. We'll be in the clear. You moose twitter.
Bye-bye, baby.
Sir, I am the owner of this... this mess.
What are you trying to tell me? I'm in hot pursuit.
I would like to say just one thing. We are closed.
Get in the car, Junior. We're surrounded by a mental case.
That's correct, Sheriff Justice. The bandit just entered Louisiana.
You're here at a monumental moment. I'm going to call my kin for help. I'm calling my brother, Reggie, and I'm calling my brother, Gaylaw. They've been in law enforcement for over 20 years. Get me Quebec, Canada, on the phone.
Canada?
Yeah, it's up north, up north.
How much owe you, my man?
24 each.
You take a personal check?
Huh?
Just making a joke. $24, huh? Here you go, 25, keep the change.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
You wouldn't be the guy they call the bandit, would you?
The one and only.
Bandit. Well, now that you've graced my humble little establishment, I'd like to take this opportunity to tell you something.
Right in.
If I was making a list of the great assholes of the 20th century, you'd be in the top five.
Hey, wait a minute.
Oh, even Bambi has enemies. Let's go.
Listen, let me tell you something. I'm practically an American folk hero. I mean, you should ask some of my fans. To know me is to love me.
You know, I just made a correction on my list.
Yeah?
You're in the top two assholes.
How about if I give you one of my posters? You know, me and the Trans Am going up the World Trade Center?
Buzz off, I'm busy.
God damn it, I'm one of the most beloved grassroots folk heroes of America.
Hey, get out of here, you weirdo.
Listen to me. Little kids love me, parents love me, everybody loves me. Now you come on out here and love me, or I'm gonna kick your little skinny ass.
Excuse me. Hi, how are you? Good to see you. Bo, get a hold of yourself. You're not exactly baseball and mom's apple pie. The man has a right to his own opinion.
Well, what the hell does he think he is?
I think you ought to ask yourself that question. Have a nice day.
I'm telling you, people love me.
What's wrong?
I don't know, we got a problem. You better go talk to the doc.
What's the matter, doc?
La señora Charlotte malade. She no can go. She's gonna start the labor.
Well, maybe we need to get her off her feet.
Exactly. That's the problem. In there, she bounds around too much in danger.
She just wants a little attention, that's all. We'll load her up on the truck and we'll get going. Come on, let's go. Come on.
Of course we load her up on the truck and let's go. Hey, La Señora Charlotte can do anything she wants. Put her on the truck. Sure, take the baby and go bada-bing, bada-bong. It don't make no difference. To you, long range over the United States of America. I tell her one thing. I'm not gonna be responsible. Ma parla. Per piacere. Questo viene una capa d'osta.
What's the matter with you? Don't you understand English? He said you can't be bouncing around. She's gonna have a baby.
Don't you understand $400,000? This is the last chance we're ever gonna have. $400,000.
I understand the $400,000, and I would like to have my share of the $400,000, but I ain't gonna kill an elephant to get it.
Bo, it isn't the money, is it? You want to make this last run so you can be famous again and be the old bandit, come driving in there and be everybody's hero, huh? I know you. You don't want to hurt this elephant. I know you.
I don't want to hurt the elephant, Carrie. I really don't. This is maybe my last chance to be somebody.
Bo, everybody is somebody.
Yeah.
Hey. We were just thinking that maybe we have possibly been working too hard, you reckon? And we're going to town, and we have some wine, women, a song, a good time.
Hey, little Pastor Vazoo.
Hey! This your elephant?
Yeah.
Who's that?
You live around here, kid?
Across the track, on the good side.
What's your name?
My name is Anthony T. Towns.
My name is Bandit Darvill. I guess you heard of me, huh?
Nope.
Well, I'm kind of famous.
Rich?
I'm working on it.
How'd you like to watch him for a while?
You won't believe this, but I'm very busy.
Yeah?
But I could be persuaded. Tell me, how much do the elephant weighs?
Well, the elephant weighs about 4.5 tons.
Did you pay for about a pound?
Cute, isn't he? Cute. What kind of music you got here in town?
Rhythm and blues.
Rhythm and blues?
Yeah.
How do you like country?
Country sucks.
He hates country. Isn't there anybody in town sings country?
This is a cat named Don Williams.
Hey, Don Williams. That's my second favorite singer in the whole world is Don Williams.
We're gonna go to town, listen to Don Williams, then we'll be back. But I want you to watch this elephant. And if anything happens to the elephant, Anthony...
I know. You're gonna feed me to him.
You know, Daddy, I don't think the bandit's really bad. I think the trouble is he just got it in with real bad company.
Bad company? Let me tell you something, Junior. When you read a cat house, you take the piano player, too.
'Cause you know I've been living on toes of time.
Well,
Folks, I'd like for y'all to know that we have an honest-to-goodness celebrity with us here tonight. Some folks might hate him, but I know there's a whole bunch of us that really love him. Y'all make welcome the world's biggest show-off, the Bandit. You know, I think I know how you feel about things, Bandit. I'd like to dedicate my new song to both of y'all.
Be my love, be my friend. Help me grow, help me bend. Understand now and then when I do wrong. It's for you that I try. I will live till
the
day
I
die.
I
was writing a little poem about you.
Can I see?
I'll show it to you.
Okay.
High on a hill, standing alone, I'll tell the world everything I've done. Raise my hand, testify, my love is real.
See, the doc said we gotta take the weight off Charlotte's legs, you know. So I figured out if I built this net, took the weight off her legs, you know, that we could just tool on right on down the road to Dallas.
Fine.
So be my love, be my friend. Help me grow, help me bend. Understand.
Hey, where you going?
New York.
Why?
Because you're not there.
What's the matter with you?
What's the matter with you? You almost punch your best friend in the nose. You yell at that sweet doctor who looks like the Pillsbury Doughboy. You're playing hoochie-coo with me under the table, and all the time you're trying to figure out how to make this run work no matter what happens.
I'm not trying to figure out how to make this run work. I figured out how to make this run work, and I'm gonna make this run work.
That's it. That is it for you. You have had it. You're hooked. You're a fame junkie. They might as well lock you up and give you intravenous feedings of People magazine and National Enquirer headlines. And if you're a real good boy, they'll give you an occasional Tonight Show enema.
What is the matter with you?
And if you weren't so dumb, they'd put you on Crosswits.
What is the matter with you?
You know what? When I first met you, I think you really liked yourself. I liked you. And you did what you did best.
What, show off?
Yeah. And you did it so good you got famous. And then you felt you had to do more and more until you were doing what you didn't do best. And now I don't think you even have any fun.
I'm not having any fun right now.
Neither am I. I hope you like yourself someday. Goodbye.
Charlotte, I don't want to see you get hurt. I don't want to see you start drinking either. It's not a good thing to do. I'm weak, I admit it. I'm a weak person. I need other people. Don't turn your back on me. I need you. I need somebody to care about me. Not that much. Look, I came up with this thing. You think this was a good idea? Look, I got your legs up off the floor and everything. What do you say, guys?
Oh, you're drunk.
Is it gonna work, Doc, or not?
Yes, the Long Ranger ain't gonna work.
Oh, boy.
Good thinking.
Thank you, Game is out. All right, let's get rolling.
Come on. I'll help you down.
Okay. What about the bottle, Bo?
What about it?
Daddy, I can't wait to meet Uncle Gaylord and Uncle Reggie.
Hey, Bandit, I hate to upset your stomach by mentioning his name, but do you realize it's been quite a few miles since we've seen old Buford T come back?
I don't miss him.
That's a nice.
Where the hell are they? They should be here by now. Hello, Buford, you old sugar. Is that you, Gaylord? You bet your little belly button it is. Did you bring the troops with you?
I sure did.
Well, that's just fine. Now, where the hell is Reggie?
I think I hear him coming now.
Sergeant Reginald Van Justice reporting for duty.
Well, ain't that nice.
But have you got the men with you?
They're in position and stand at the ready.
Say, you know something? This is the first time in 20 years we've all been together.
Why don't we all take a picture?
That's a good idea. Junior, get the camera out of the car.
Come on, PT. Everybody ready?
Say cheese, Ramona. Let's go.
That's it.
Fight, men. Let's mount up and cut out.
All right, son. We keep humping all night. We'll be in Dallas by morning. We're finally in Texas.
Hey, Bandit. We got you-know-who on my back door one more time.
Say, Bandit, if you make a left turn on this next dirt road, then your ass is gonna be grass and I'm gonna mow it.
You ought to put some preparation H on your lips, Buford, because you're talking out of your you-know-what.
This is the left, Bandit. Now you gonna take that challenge or not?
Come on, fat boy. Yeah. Snowman, we'll keep on hooking it down the road. Old Buford thinks he's sucking me into something, but it ain't gonna happen. We're both going out onto this desert, but only one of us is coming back. You hear that, Buford?
Are you ready, Gaylord? We are ready with charge akimbo. Are you ready, Reggie?
We are prepared for combat.
And are you ready, Bandit?
I was born ready, Lord S.
Just take a little look up to your right. Now take a little look up to your left. Now take a look behind you. I'm about to crush your walnuts.
About to get my walnuts out of here.
Let's roll them. Cheers, Leon.
I got me some serious trouble here, son. And I ain't kidding this time. I got wall-to-wall county mounties and mounties. Maybe 100 of them. This may be more than I can handle. Now Now you listen to me and you listen good. Make the delivery.
I tell you what you do. You just hang on. We'll be there in a minute.
You do as I say. You deliver them goddamn goods. I'll catch up with you later.
Well, I guess you know what you're talking about. But just in case you don't, Snowman's gonna be standing by. Rajo, Rajo.
Spread some iron all over this goddamn desert.
Don't worry about that. I got my whole ass in good hands.
King Kong ain't got hands that big. Snowman, you damn fool, I told you to haul ass and get out of here.
Yes, and I told you that when we set out to do a job together, we'd do it together, Roger?
I don't care about your skinny little ass, but what about Charlotte?
Don't worry about them. They got a ringside seat.
Tell me, how many trucks do you see?
I see one, unless I've been drinking.
Hey, boy, do it to it.
Come on, hanging drunk, but I swear I see a ton of trucks.
Hey, Daddy, what's that?
Holy shit!
Welcome to the world's biggest game of chicken, boys.
Shit!
Your ass is on fire. Bet you'd be glad to get back in Canada and stick in the snow.
Not bad driving for a couple of mounties.
Yeah, but look up ahead.
Hey, Seminole, you got your ears out.
I copy.
I want you to dump that boy in the garbage.
That's exactly what I had in mind, Bandit.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, Roadrunner, you hungry?
Why, yes!
Just move over towards me, we'll have us a mounted sandwich.
Beginning to be deeply concerned.
Fred, this one's for you, my boy.
Look out, Junior!
Junior?
Yeah.
You would be with shit.
Way to go! Take it to him, Stan! Snowman, I've had about as much fun as I can handle for one day. How about showing me the way out of here?
All right, Rodjo, Rodjo. Jump on my tailgate, Bandit. I know where the front door is located.
Woo-hoo-hoo! Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo!
Look at that pile of cars, Daddy.
Looks like they bombed a drive-in movie. But he's going down a dead-end road, that dumb dickie.
Look, Daddy, Uncle Gaylord and Uncle Reggie are right behind us.
I got them boxed in like a turtle's pecker.
There's a gully on the right of me and a gully on the left of me and a mountain in front of me. You want to tell me about that front door again?
Hey, brother trucker, the bandit's worried. He wants to get out of here. Are you ready? Hello?
Don't look.
He ain't the only daredevil.
You guys give great bridge.
That was beautiful, drivers. That was beautiful. How will you want?
Good numbers to you and the bandit.
Say Roger, friend.
You're not getting away from me, bandit. And I'm still in hot pursuit.
I copy that, Buford. But I hear your pursuit ain't that hot.
Give me a handkerchief.
What?
Give me your handkerchief.
What is it?
Little fly shit.
Daddy, look out! Daddy?
Shut up, Junior. I'm thinking.
What are you thinking about?
Retiring.
Snowman, how's your patient?
Boy, she ain't doing too good. The doc says she's in labor. Hey, Bo, look, I ain't asking you. I'm begging you. Now, this place up here, let's pull over.
10-4.
Atta boy.
Here comes one of those guys from the park. Just pay him off. Get him out of here.
Oh, please, get my bag. Hurry up. Bring him back.
What the hell's going on here?
What does it look like? We're having a baby. This is a wildlife preserve.
What better place to have a baby elephant than a wildlife preserve?
You get your elephant.
100.
You get your people.
200.
And you get the hell out of here.
400.
You're right. What a better place to have a baby elephant than in the wildlife preserve.
What a putz.
Whoa! Snowflake! Bendito! Hey, cowboy! Oh, look, Long Ranger! It's a boy! First, I see the trunk. I was.
All right, we got 6 hours.
I said, Helena, baby.
Oh, bellissima. Okay, let's cut the Bambi shit. Load her on the truck. Get going.
Oh, no. Long Ranger, no can be. O bambina è troppo delicate. It cannot be removed from the mama.
All right, we'll take the mama and the baby. We'll put them both on the truck, and we're going to Dallas.
Ma tu non capisci niente. No, when you give birth to a 200-pound elephant, you don't want to go for a ride. You want to go, whoof.
She's strong as an ox.
She is as strong like an ox, and now she got to wait until she's strong like an elephant.
Bo, I know how much you need the money.
Who does need the money? But let's don't do it this way. It ain't decent.
If you're through preaching, Reverend, we're moving out.
No, I ain't going. And you ain't going either.
Well, you just let your alligator mouth overload your jaybird ass. Doc, I thought I loved him too much to do that.
I guess not.
You know I can take your head off, don't you?
And you know that's exactly what you're gonna have to do.
What is the matter with you two idiots? You act like she's human. Sorry. I like myself now, Carrie. I found out there's something more important than me. I found out there's nothing more important than us. I didn't take Charlotte to Dallas.
You didn't?
No.
Well, what about Big Enos?
Let him get his own date.
What about the money?
I blew it. We still can make it.
We.
Give me a chance.
Have you got over a dollar?
Yeah.
Cash?
Yeah.
That's enough. Oh, you know what? We're gonna have a problem. Charlotte's gonna be awfully jealous.
I wanna show you something. Is it all right if Frog and I get hitched? There, you see? It's better than the good housekeeping seal of approval.
Well, oh, what do we do now?
I think we ought to go back to doing what I do best. Show off.
Ah-ha! That's a 10-4, good buddies!
Shut up and get in a truck.
Okay. Chase you in hot pursuit!
carry into the earth, you son of a bitch!
I guess we'll go back to doing what I do best. I guess we'll go back to doing what I do best. Show off.
When do we get started?
When do we get started?
That's my line.
When do we get started?
That's my line. You say whenever you like.
Whenever you like. That's all right. Keep it rolling. This is good stuff.
Yeah, I like this.
I tell you what, Andy. We're going to go in town. We're going to listen to Andy. Let's just do that again. I'm screwing up. You just keep it rolling. He's doing great. All right, here we go.
You sure as hell didn't waste any time dilly and dallying around with other little people when you were. Let me just to pick that up again here. I got it. It's okay.
Damn, that son of a bitch never gives up.
That's right. Now what I say.
71, take two.
71, take two, get a beat. Oh, my clicker won't work.
Clicker?
Somebody tell Gregory Peck that he needs to do this job for me. I forgot the line.
I'll tell you one thing, though. I'm holding up my endorsement. Until one or the other of you can trump.
I'm what you call your household legend. Your basic legend. Your basic famous. I'll just say that one.
Get in the truck!
I'll tell her again.
Get in the truck! Charlie, hump the truck. Hump the truck, Charlie. Hump.
In the house.
Don't push the truck. In the house! In the house, Charlie! Charlie, you're pushing the truck to Georgia. Come on. That's right, you old fart. Go the wrong way. Come on, this way.
Here we go. Pick it up.
Pick it up.
Hold it. Steady.
If that was Clint Eastwood, you wouldn't say pick it up. You'd say pick Clint up.
Doctor, yes. Why don't we just keep driving to Texas and you give her an examination of the truck?
Well, I tell you. Oh, Jesus. I'm missing my wife. It's so bad. Save
it. You want to f*** him? Oh, we got him down here?
I was the leading gynecologista in Pompeii.
Snowman! I've had about it all as much.
You dumb Indian.
Fred, just relax, son. It ain't nearly as bad as it looks. Get up in there, you son of a bitch. Get in there, you silly son of a bitch.
You got any diesel fuel?
If I had any more diesel fuel, I'd have to join that APEC, OPEC.
I'll just give it to you again.
Do you realize I won the marksmanship award? Now your father's ass.
Longer than 3 months, and your mother's ass, by shorter than 3 years. Sure, put in the truck, bounce the radio around, boom, ba boom. It don't make no difference. Put on the truck, bounce the radio around. Your mother's ass. Sure. La Signora Charlotte can do anything she wants. Put on the truck. Sure. Bounce the baby. Your mother's ass.
That's right. Keep it rolling.
This lady is going to have a baby and not going to be moved for 24.
Well, I think we should ask this doctor here. Doctor, what do you think? Do you think we should move Charlotte or let her rest or what?
I'm sorry.
Okay, come on. Now. Well, why don't we ask this doctor here? Doctor, what do you think? Do you think we should move Charlotte or let her rest or what?
The lady gonna have a baby.
All right, save it. We'll start doing what I do best. We'll show off.
When do we get started?
Whenever you like.
Is now too soon?
No. It's all shit. Let's pin the first one.